When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
People obviously attribute a headache, you know, oh, your brain, like, oh, it hurts, your head hurts, but your brain's chilling, like, it's fine. It's
your just brain's kicking not hurting.
Yeah, it's everything else around it is freaking out. The brain's like, everyone just calm down. Could everyone chill out?
Welcome back to the Random Theory Podcast. I'm Grace.
And I'm Josh.
And together we chat about science.
In a podcast form.
Yeah.
Jasmine. Yeah.
Yeah. That's where I'm at today.
That's where we're at today. It's been an interesting day. Grace was putting out fires straight from the get-go.
Yeah. It's okay, though.
It's an interesting time. We're not sure if there's some sort of cosmic force just causing everything to fall apart.
Listen, it's been a crazy, like, 48 out, like, I don't even say 48. It's been a crazy week for me in general. The restaurant below where I live caught on fire.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So, like, was ripping and raging and roaring. And sure. Michael was asleep on the couch and woke up to our apartment just, like, filled with smoke.
Oh, my gosh.
And we're on, like, the 35th floor. And, like, I was traveling. I wasn't there, but I was traveling back from Kansas. And like, I land and I get this like message and pictures and like, I'm just like freaking out. I immediately call him and I'm just like, are you okay? Like, what's happening? Do we have an apartment still? Cause it shares walls with our lobby. So
yeah.
Scary.
Oh my gosh. That is scary. Yeah. I had no idea that happened. That's wild.
Yeah, that happened. And then Michael went to the Jets game. Maybe Michael's luck is turning into my luck. Michael went to the Jets game. Aaron Rodgers plays like, what, snaps his Achilles. So there's that.
There's that and, as well.
Yeah. And then Michael didn't get home until like 2 a.m. and scared the absolute living life out of me when he came in the door. I don't know. And then stuff just wasn't uploading. The camera card got corrupted yesterday with me filming a video, and it's just like one thing after another.
We had some corrupt audio this morning causing problems. It's an interesting, like I said, there's some sort of maybe a cosmic force.
Yeah, I feel
going
like
I'm
gonna sage the apartment after this podcast. Like, yeah, I don't know. I think that needs to happen. It's like,
you heard it here first, folks. Grace's apartment is haunted.
That's okay. So I do believe in ghosts. We've done a podcast on this. Sorry, this is a total tangent. I believe in ghosts and spirits and like unrested souls, which is why I will never, ever, ever own. Like, I do not thrift. I do not own secondhand items. I will never, ever touch anything in an antique store. I don't go in antique stores. I just like, not my thing. Like, some people are like, oh my gosh, thrifting. And I'm like, absolutely not.
That's all the rage right now.
Yeah, I'm just too scared. I'm just going to, like, a ghost is going to attach itself to me.
You're going to pick up an item that has a ghost.
Yeah, which has happened to, like, my sister and I both, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah. My sister picked up a really bad spirit. It was not very good for a bit. I know this sounds crazy. We're a science podcast. It sounds crazy, but, you know, it is what it is.
There are definitely things in the world that can't be explained with science.
Yeah.
So far, at the moment. I'm not saying they couldn't be. I tend to lean towards the Occam's razor of, like, the simplest explanation is probably what it actually, you know, like.
Yeah.
I tend to lean in that direction on any sort of supernatural whatever. I'm like, I don't think that's quite. But there are weird, there's weird stuff out there that just can't quite be explained. So you never know. You never know.
The supernatural world's one of them for me.
Yeah, and I think there's nothing wrong, because this is another thing. You know, we always talk about like doing your research, you know, looking into stuff. Part of that is keeping an open mind for things.
Yes. Yes.
Like you can do your research, you can form your opinion, but also like make sure, you know, it's in Ted Lasso. There's a quote that he says, it's the Walt Whitman thing where he says like, be curious, not judgmental.
Oh yeah.
Right? Which like, yeah. If you haven't watched Ted Lasso, go watch it. It's incredible.
Go watch it. So good.
And the part when he says that is incredible. But yeah, like that, like, you know, be curious, be interested in all things.
Mm-hmm. Maybe that's our tagline. Be curious. We're curious and interested in all things.
Interested in all things. Write that down. Write that down.
Someone write that down. Email it to us. Put it in a rating and review.
Somebody, we've said that like so many podcasts. There's like a fan out there that's just got like a giant sheet of just if stuff. They, that
I would literally like, if someone did, I would be so grateful and thankful.
That would be incredible. I'd be incredibly helpful if somebody out there did have just a running list of stuff.
When we've said write that down.
Because we don't. So.
No.
You know, I was going to ask how are things, but.
I've been better.
You know.
Listen, I can't
say, I feel like I kind of know.
I keep it 100 on the podcast. I keep it like real with you guys. I'm genuinely a happy person, but lately I have just gotten curveball after curveball, bad thing after bad thing. I just need some, sure. Like, I don't know. It's the way life goes. It happens sometimes, but yeah, I've been better.
Well, I feel like there's nothing wrong with keeping it real and saying that. You know, I feel that's like, we said this on the last episode because we kind of talked about more like YouTube specific burnout stuff.
Yeah.
And I think I kind of mentioned like most people, I feel like, try and sugarcoat that and say like, no, everything's fine.
Yeah.
But it's not, like, it's not always fine. And that's okay. Like,
yeah, it's
I think
cool.
you're doing more damage to people giving them an unrealistic expectation that everything is fine all the time.
Yeah.
Because then if something, like if a listener, something in their life goes wrong and they're like, oh, what's wrong with me? Like, oh, I feel off. And it's like, no, I mean, that's just life. Like, mm-hmm. It's not always going to be 100%, you know, like it's.
Yeah, for sure.
That's how it is. And I think there's nothing wrong with putting that out there.
Gotta be real, man.
You gotta be real. Gotta keep it real, you know?
Speaking of keeping it real, what's going on in your life?
You know, I haven't had anything catch on fire in my vicinity, so that's good. That's good. The band has a show in 3 days, 2 days.
Woo woo woo.
And we actually wrote a new song for it. And it was super, like, I won't go on for it too long, but it was a really cool moment. So Monday, the show is on a Friday.
Okay.
We were practicing on a Monday. The entire time leading up to the show, we knew like, hey, we want to play a new song. We haven't played a new song for a long time. We want something new. Nothing was coming out. We just like, nothing was working. None of the ideas we had. Monday, we got together. And we were trying these ideas, you know, our singer Porter, he was like playing what he had. We were trying to come up with something. Nothing was working. And then finally, it was like 10 o'clock at night. And I was like, look, guys, like, I just don't think we're going to get it. Like, we've got to, you know, we only have 4 days. We got to practice the other songs. Porter was like, okay, I got one more. Like, let's just try it. I'll play it. Let's just try it.
Yeah.
And it was literally... like, it's this moment, we've had it before, usually it's like in the studio when we're recording, but it's it is like the most, talking about like spiritual whatever stuff, it is like the most magical feeling ever. Of like, he started playing it and all of a sudden Tate and I were playing along, and in like 15 minutes we had a song.
Shut up, what?
Like, it just came out. Like, it was just, like I said, like this magical, everything just worked, and we, you know,
chills.
I knew what to play, Tate knew what to play, like it just worked.
That is so cool.
And so we wrote a completely brand new song for this show that we're gonna play. And hopefully, I don't know, we're still like kicking it around. We want to like actually record it and release it as a brand new song. I don't know when that's gonna happen yet, but it is very good, and it was a very cool moment to write it. So
that's cool.
That's cool. Yeah.
What a magical.
But
moment.
That's what's going on. That's been like the last 2 days. We've been kicking that around. So
I love that. Kicking around new songs.
Just kicking around, you know, just kicking those ideas around. Should we get into some ratings and reviews and whatnot?
I think we shall. Some ratings and reviews.
I've gone a little off script here this week.
Oh, off script.
I'm reading something from YouTube, actually. The YouTube comments.
Whoa.
Which we usually don't bring up on here. I do read them. So anybody that watches us on YouTube, like, hi, I read your comments.
I do occasionally.
On our previous episode, which was How Do Teeth Grow, that was the one where we talked a little bit about YouTube burnout and things like that, and just where we're at with that.
Man, I'm in like week two then of like turmoil. Jeez.
Well, maybe this comment will do something for you then. That's why I wanted to read it.
Okay.
This is coming from David Kowalski.
Hello, David Kowalski.
I had to say the last name because his profile picture is Mike Wazowski.
That's awesome.
And his last name is Kowalski, so I feel like that's nice. I like that.
That's great.
And he said, may I fan your feel-good fire? I appreciate the honesty in the venting session at the beginning. As a fellow human, I understand the need to get it off your chest. On behalf of myself and all your true fans, thank you. We all love your efforts. I learn, I laugh, and I enjoy. If ever you're wanting to throw in the towel and call it quits, I feel I will understand. But until that sad day comes, please keep up the good work. And please think about giving yourself a Christmas gift. A nice vacation would be the best gift you could get. OGRT, 10 out of 10, love your videos.
Aww.
David, thank you so much.
David.
Truly, you said this, Grace, in that podcast, like after we, you know, we had gone on this big rant of stuff that, you know, people watching, people listening, that is still like, that's why we're doing it.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I mean, David, the people like David out there, like, thank you so much for all the support.
Yes. Yeah, to like the OGRT family, anyone that's been a listener, been on the crazy ride with T-Core, you guys are the reason we keep doing what we do. And David, sincerely, thank you, because comments like that keep Josh and I going, seriously.
Oh, yeah.
So thank you so much.
It is so, I think I might have said this on the last podcast, of like, you know, you can have 100 nasty comments.
Yeah.
Which suck, and we get those. Everyone on the internet gets those.
Yeah.
But then it's like one good comment like that can just wipe
those all
out.
It's like a rainbow.
Yeah. Yeah. It's great. So thank you.
It's wonderful. Thank you so much, David. I've got another one. It's an email.
Rad. All right.
From Daniel Stevenson. It says, hi, Grace and Josh. It's me, Daniel, from England again. So it says, you asked me in my previous email what type of dog Rosie is. She's a wonderful Cocker Spaniel. I've included a few pictures. I'm still loving the podcast and was wondering if you could do an episode on why headaches hurt.
Mm.
Well, Daniel and Rosie, this podcast is for you, all about how headaches hurt and why they hurt. And they also included a knock knock joke. Are you ready?
Okay. Yeah, I'm ready.
That's how you know they're OGRT. All right.
Yeah.
Knock knock.
Who's there?
Dishes.
Dishes who?
Dishes the police. Come out with your hands up.
Nice.
I felt dishes like I had to say it with an accent.
Dishes says- the police. Why is it like a Russian, like, dishes the police?
I couldn't say the. I had to say da.
This is da. Da.
This is da, da, police.
That was good.
And then Daniel said, keep up the great work.
Thank you.
Thanks, Daniel.
Yes. Thank you so much. Thank you for sending the follow-up with the pictures of your dog.
We appreciate it. Dog pictures, they go a long way.
Should we get into some headaches?
We're going to talk about headaches right after this commercial.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Excedrin.
This podcast sponsored by Advil.
Josh, you and I are, we get headaches.
Yes, we're some of them headache people out there. I feel like the last couple I've like asked what your last time I asked what your teeth situation was. I already know what your headache situation was, so.
Yeah, we are definitely headache and migraine individuals.
Yes.
We'll, like, have plans to podcast, and both of us will just be like, absolutely not. Like, I cannot today. I have a pounding headache.
Especially migraines. Like, there's people out there with way worse migraines. I think I get, like, minor migraines. Sometimes I'll get them, like, right before bed, which really sucks, because then I don't sleep well.
Yeah.
Or, yeah, I'll like, wake up with a headache, and that's miserable, because then the morning's just awful. And usually, that's usually what it is like, I'll wake up with one and I'll just then go back to bed, and then I'll text Grace like 3 hours later and be like, yeah, I just got up.
So. Yeah, I'll be like, wait, are we potting? And he'll be like, I just woke up.
No,
and
I'm
like,
okay. Just woke up. Yeah.
So headaches are actually the most common form of pain and a major reason cited for days missed at work or school, as well as visits to the doctor. And without proper treatment, headaches can be severe and basically interfere with your daily activities. I feel like everyone has experienced a headache to some degree, whether you've gotten hit in the head or whatever it may be. And they can range in frequency and severity of pain. So some individuals may experience headaches once or twice a year, while others experience them up to or more than 15 days a month, which is crazy.
Man, could you imagine once or twice a year?
That'd be beautiful.
That's the dream right there.
That's the dream, yeah. So some headaches may reoccur or last for weeks at a time. That would be miserable. Ranges from mild to disabling and may be accompanied by symptoms like nausea or increased sensitivity to noise or light.
Yeah, those last two, I definitely have experienced those for sure.
Yeah.
Get that light sensitivity and some nausea going on. That's when you know it's a real headache coming in.
It's a real strong one about to come in and take you out.
it's one that just comes in and says, nah, you're not doing anything today. So
yeah. So it's kind of interesting when you get those, where is the pain usually located? Is it like all over or?
I think it's usually feels like it's all over. The other thing is like, I have like terrible sinuses. And I also will get sinus pressure headaches.
Those are actually the worst.
Yeah, it's literally, you can feel it like right underneath your eye, kind of in that area. And I get those. Those are probably the more common, but I can usually like manage those. You know, I'll just take like a decongestant or something and be good to go. But
yeah, those are quite literally the most painful ones that you, in my opinion, can have.
For me, those ones aren't like, they're very painful and really annoying.
Yeah.
But like I said, usually I can handle those. I can manage those. The ones though that are like bad for me is like, yeah, it's like, it feels like my whole head hurts and I get sensitive to light and feel nauseous. And that's when it's bad.
That's so yuck.
Yeah. But luckily those aren't as common. My sinuses, I'm like stuffed up probably like 300 days out of the year
More.
So yeah, my sinuses are real bad.
Have you gone to a doctor about that?
A little, when I was, especially like when I was younger, because I used to also get sinus infections a lot when I was in school.
Yeah.
And so I'd go to the doctor for that. I haven't been for anything for years now, but
see if they can fix that.
I might need to. I'm like worried I'm going to have to get that like nose surgery.
Yeah, where they go and put a balloon in your mouth or your nose.
And it's like incredibly painful, I think.
So I'm not too like interested in that.
You're like, I'll pass, thanks.
I'm like, you know what? I'll just be stuffed up. I'm fine.
Yeah. So the trigeminal nerve has three branches that conduct sensation from the scalp, the blood vessels inside and outside the skull, and then the lining around the brain. So this is located in your face, and it goes to your mouth, neck, ears, eyes, and throat as well. So basically think of like a nerve explosion from like the center or back of your brain towards the front of your face.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
The nerve explosion. Yeah.
Yes. So the brain tissue itself actually lacks pain sensitive nerves and does not feel pain, which is why you can do brain surgery while you're awake.
Which we did. We did that podcast on that.
We did. You guys should go check it out. Kind of crazy.
Yeah.
So headaches occur when pain-sensitive nerve endings called nociceptors react to headache triggers. So this is going to be your stress, certain foods, odors, use of medicines. So these send messages through the trigeminal nerve to the thalamus, which is the brain's relay station for pain sensation all over the body. So here's what the body would do in like a normal situation on a regular basis. So the trigeminal nerve, which is one of 12 pairs of cranial nerves that start at the base of your brain, sends information about touch, pain, temperature, and vibration in the head and neck that is sent to the brain.
Right. That's the explosion of nerves.
Yes.
Would be your 12 pair of cranial nerves there.
Yeah. And so the thalamus controls the body's sensitivity to light and noise and sends messages to parts of the brain that manage awareness of pain and emotional response to it. And then the other part of the brain also may be part of the process causing nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, and trouble concentrating in other neurological systems. So basically, it goes into overload and your body is just like dying.
Can't hang. Yeah.
Can't hang.
Man, diarrhea from a headache,
that would be insane.
That'd be rough. Yeah.
And so headaches in children can be caused by a number of triggers. Same with adults. Like you can have your emotional problems, stress in school, weather changes, basically regular eating and sleeping, dehydration, and certain foods and drinks, which we're going to dive into that a little bit deeper here in a little bit.
Man, that list is like everything in life.
Yeah. So
can cause
literally
one.
The first thing if I tell Michael, my boyfriend, I have a headache, he's like, well, have you had water? Have you eaten?
Oh yeah.
Have you done X, Y, and Z? And I'm like, no, I have not.
Here's the thing, Grace. Knowing you for a couple years now, didn't we used to joke? I mean, we even made a podcast, I think, on it, of the that you get your water through the coffee you drink.
Yeah, I get my water through coffee. Exactly. Yeah. See, you understand. So,
I wasn't saying I understand. I'm just saying I know how you operate. I wasn't agreeing with this.
You're like, wait, hold on, time out. I don't agree with this.
I want to make sure everything is clear here. I'm not advocating.
I've had a lot of coffee today already.
And so how much war is the water level sitting?
Oh, it's great. I walk around with my Stanley now, so.
Oh, okay.
I'm fine. Michael Real compares me to a plant, usually.
Oh, sure. Okay.
He's like, I just have to keep you fed and water you and like give you attention, like and you're okay.
Put you in front of the sun, just like in front of the window.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm fine.
Real quick side note here on the Stanley mug.
I'm drinking out of mine right now.
I want one.
Do it.
Because I have a, whatever, how big are they? They're like 40 ounces or something, I think. Mm-hmm. I have a 40 ounce hydro flask. Just a regular, you know, the regular looking one.
It's been with you forever.
No, I got a new one that's blue. That's slightly bigger. It's bigger. But it doesn't fit in the cup holder. And it drives me crazy.
That's really lame.
And the Stanley mug can fit in the cup holder, but still is 40 ounces. But then I'm a Stanley mug person. And I feel like, especially in Utah, everyone's got a Stanley mug.
Everyone's got a Stanley and everyone carries it around with them like it's their safety blanket.
It really is.
You know, I really didn't want to get one.
Yeah.
But then I have two now.
Why do you have two? What are you doing
with
two?
One was a really pretty exclusive white color. It was like a cream. For sure. I had to get it.
Yeah. You can't pass that up.
Yeah, and this one's like their tan color. It's like really pretty too. Gotcha. I think you should do it. It makes drinking water really fun.
Let me know. Oh, I don't have a problem drinking water. I just hate that I have, because I like the old Hydro Flask that I had, the black one, could fit in my cup holder in my car. But this new one, which I like more because it's more water, so I don't like run out of water throughout the day.
Yeah, you got to get a Stanley.
It doesn't fit.
I like the Stanley. I hate that I'm one of those people that like walks around holding it, drinking out of it. But,
sure,
you know, around the house, it's kind of fun. And it fits in my cup holders.
I guess at the end of the day, humans need water.
Yeah.
And whatever way you can make that easier on yourself to get that water, you should do it.
Yeah, so, I drink like three of these a day. It's fun.
What I should just like let it go like Frozen and
get a
Stanley mug.
I do hate that there's like such a stereotypical vibe around it. Yeah. I didn't want to do it for the exact same reason, but then like I got this color and I thought the color was really pretty. So I was like, I guess I'm that kind of person now. But it really does make, I do drink a lot of water.
I think I would drink, well, I mean, like I said, like I take my Hydro Flask, it's, you know, going to band stuff. It's great to have like a big thing of water. I just hate that it doesn't fit my cup holder because then I just have this metal bottle flopping around in my car. I feel like I'm going to get an accident and it's going to kill me.
Yeah, seriously. So,
you know.
I highly recommend the Stanley. It's really fun. There's good colors.
This podcast, not sponsored by Stanley.
Not sponsored.
Just throwing that out there. If they want, you know.
They don't have to do any sponsorship stuff because everyone's out here like, the Stanley, the Stanley.
It's so true. So true. Yeah. They don't even need it.
It's crazy. But if you're dehydrated all the time like me, the Stanley's a great solution to that.
Or just, you know, drinking water.
Yeah.
In general.
So,
well, because I was trying to get it back to the headaches. We got on a Stanley mug tangent. Sorry.
It's fine.
Dehydration, that is a big one. And I've had that before too, where I'll get like a light headache and then I'll be like, oh, have I drank any water today? Oh, no, I haven't. Let me go drink some water.
Yeah, mine's usually food. I'm like, have I eaten? And it's like, no.
Yeah. I have that too. And it was so funny. I had the realization the other day. One of my buddies asked me, they were like, do you enjoy eating, or are you one of those people that just eats?
I hate eating. We've had this conversation before. I think it is such a waste of my time.
Here's what I said to this person. I was like, dinner or like, and like a nice dinner or something, I enjoy that.
Yeah.
Lunch, anything in the middle of the day, to me, that is totally like, I just have to do it because I feel sick and I need to eat.
Yeah.
Or, you know, like I get weak and I need to eat or whatever, but I don't enjoy it. And it's totally just like a utility thing.
I feel that if I'm with people, I enjoy dinner, but like cooking at home and like eating, I just am like, well, I'm eating because I have to. That's the only reason I'm doing it.
Right.
I don't find joy in eating.
Right. Well, you know, I mean, I guess it's not like a bad thing.
Okay, so there's three common types of headaches and like why they feel what they do. So there's tension headaches, and this pain often starts in the neck and back and works its way up to feel like a tight band around your head. And this often will go away after you've like taken a little break and taken a little nappy nap. Then you got your migraine headache, and this pain typically begins on one side of the head and throbs, or like is a pounding sensation, and it makes you really sensitive to light and sound and may cause nausea.
Yeah. Familiar, especially the like the throbbing feeling that I get that for sure. Like it feels like your head is just kind of like, I don't even know, I'm making a motion, this is a podcast, but it's like, yeah, it's like your head is kind of like expanding, like,
dun,
and contracting,
dun, dun, dun,
yeah,
dun,
like it's dun. Like a beating heart kind of thing.
And then you got your cluster headaches, and a cluster headache feels like a stabbing pain in the eye. These are the ones I usually get. It may cause eye tearing or redness, runny nose, nasal congestion, and it may last for a few minutes or hours, go away, and come back several times per day. And these headache clusters can occur for months, disappear, and then reappear a long time later. And then you got your sinus one, of course. That's pain that's behind the cheekbone, like basically in the butterfly of like your face, if you will.
Right, like, the sinus. Your sinus
your sinus area. Cavities.
Yeah. Yeah.
So here's what's crazy. Are you ready for this?
I'm so ready.
Scientists aren't 100% sure what's causing that splitting sensation in our head.
Of course.
But they do know it's the nociceptors.
Okay. Those things.
Yes. So let's zoom out for a second. So our body has that central nervous system, which makes up our brain and our spinal cord, and all the nerves that extend from it make up our peripheral nervous system. And the neurons connect everything, like building blocks in our bodies, from our fingertips to the inner workings of our brains. And whether you're touching a hot stove, getting a soothing massage, your sensory neurons tell your body to feel pleasure, pain, and everything in between.
Right.
All right. So those nociceptors, well, they're responsible for telling your brain that something doesn't feel good. But nociceptors don't actually live in your brain. They live in the nerves and muscles all over your body. Mm. So during a headache, what's hurting are the muscles in your neck and head, as well as the membrane around your brain and spinal cord called the meningis. So your brain actually doesn't hurt. Everything around your brain is hurting.
Okay, that's interesting. Yeah. We always talk about, which that's what I said when you said the thing about scientists don't know 100% what causes, and it's like, of course, it's anything to do with the brain and the body, like no one knows.
No one knows anything. On. Yeah, we're fine.
People obviously attribute a headache, you know, oh, your brain, like, oh, it hurts, your head hurts, but your brain's chilling, like it's fine. It's
your just brain's kicking. Not hurting.
Yeah, it's everything else around it is freaking out. The brain's like, everyone just calm down. Could everyone chill out?
But yeah, it's really interesting.
Which is so funny. You know, we talk about like you are brain.
Yeah.
And in that instance, you are brain. You're fine, but everything around you is not fine.
Seriously. So here are the 9 things that cause headaches and how you can potentially fix it.
Okay. Gotcha.
Relaxing after stress. I know that sounds convoluted, but after you put in 10 hours a day, Monday to Friday with work, you wake up Saturday like with a pounding headache. Why is that? Has that ever happened to you? Like the next day? I call it like the next day hangover, essentially.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've had, usually for me, which I probably have this in my very near future, it'll be the day after we have like a show.
Yeah.
The band plays a show. And that's usually, you know, it is a loud, long night full of, you know, obviously loud noises and lots of, tons of talking to people, tons of stimulation. So then, I mean, the next day I'm like just a zombie.
Toasted. Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is actually because of the tension of the week subsiding, your level of stress hormones drops drastically, which causes a rapid release of neurotransmitters, the brain's chemical messengers. And these send out an impulse to blood vessels to constrict and then dilate, which causes a headache.
Interesting. Okay.
So to fix this, you can avoid the temptation to sleep in on the weekends. So more than 8 hours of sleep at a time can bring on headaches, actually. And introduce some relaxation time, such as yoga class, into your working week rather than squeezing it all into the weekend.
Okay, so you should break it up.
Yep.
Rather than catching up on the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Do whatever you can to relax throughout to try and make it not such a big change on the weekend. I've read this a lot I've never seen it attributed to headaches, but more about like sleep schedule and stuff of, you know, don't sleep in on the weekends.
Yeah.
What do you do? Do you like still just wake up at your normal time?
Yes. Michael loves to play tennis on the weekends. So we're up at like 6, 5 a.m. going to the tennis courts. So I don't sleep in. That's not a thing.
Well, I mean, it sounds like that's probably for the best, but...
Yeah, it's fine. I'm saying that grouchily is like, I actually do really enjoy it. But, you know, sometimes I'm just like, oh my God, I cannot get up this morning. But it's fine.
Sure. I wake up at the same time usually as well, just out of like, that's just the habit, you know, the...
Yeah.
Kind of the body's clock going on.
So another one is pent up anger. So when you're angry, the muscles in the back of your neck and scalp tense up, causing a tight band like sensation around your head. And this is a sign of a tension headache.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah.
So when you're feeling angry, to fix this, Take deep, slow breaths. Breathe in through your nose, out through your mouth. Relax your head and neck muscles. Just take a deep breath. It's not worth it to be angry about.
Have you had that where you're, you know, angry about something, you got whatever, tense? Have you had the moment where you realize like your shoulders are up, you're like super tight, and then you kind of can be like, oh, let me just chill out for a second?
All the time.
Have you had that? Yeah.
Yeah. Like all the time. I have to like take steps back all the time.
Yeah.
What about you?
Yeah, absolutely. I've had that where I'll just have that realization where I'm like, oh, I'm literally like a clenched up fist right now.
Yeah.
Just super tight.
It's like I need to relax.
Yeah.
Poor posture. Poor posture actually causes tension in your upper back, neck, and shoulders, which leads to headaches. So typically the pain throbs in the base of the skull and sometimes flashes into the face, especially around the forehead. So to fix this, avoid standing in one position for long periods. Stand up straight and support your lower back, and consider a special headset if you spend a lot of time on the phone, as holding a handset between your head and shoulder can strain the muscles, causing headaches.
Okay. We were just talking how I need to find a new way to film the podcast because I have to sit at such a weird angle next to my desk. So probably just killing myself, giving me headaches.
It's fine.
Here.
You're almost there. Perfume, actually.
Oh, for sure. I have had this.
Dude. Before. Oh my gosh. Yeah. I had someone on the plane that had a whole body of Axe body spray on them. Had the whole can. I swear they were wearing the whole can. I've never been so annoyed in my whole entire life. It's like a 10 o'clock flight at night. I was livid when this individual sat down next to me because I always get headaches from that smell. This just gave me PTSD. It's giving me a headache literally sitting here thinking about it.
Oh, no.
Oh, I was so angry. I was so angry.
That
if you're
like,
gonna fly on a plane, do not wear Axe body spray.
Do like, not, yeah, do not what? Wear any, you know, obviously make sure you got some deodorant on, right?
Yeah.
So you're not offending, but you don't need extra scent. You're on a plane. You're not like going to the club. So what are you doing?
I was so annoyed. Sorry. That one really just fired me up just now. Oh my gosh.
No, I agree. I agree because if there are certain scents, smells that'll hit me wrong and make me feel sick. One of them being actually the smell of diesel exhaust, like from a diesel truck.
Yes.
And growing up in a small farm town, there were a lot of diesel. Yeah, there's a lot of diesel trucks, and so that sucked.
That's so interesting you say that.
What about diesel?
Yeah, so I get that with airplanes. Like when I'm on airplanes, the smell of the fuel, like the jet fuel, makes me so sick. It gives me a headache.
Yeah, I'm probably similar thing, you know.
Interesting. But I love the smell of gasoline.
Oh, same. That's what's so weird. I love the smell of gasoline, and like I guess a normal car exhaust is fine. It doesn't really bother me, but if I'm driving behind like a big diesel truck and, you know, it comes in through the air system.
Oh, yeah. Same. I'm like,
yep, that gets me.
So if you think housework is giving you a headache, you could be right. So household cleaners, along with perfumes and fragrance air fresheners, contain chemicals that actually bring on headaches. So if you're susceptible to headaches through certain smells, avoid heavy perfumes, obviously, strong smelling soaps, shampoos and conditioners, and use fragrance-free air fresheners and household cleaners.
Yeah, I am kind of one of those people that like...
You're a no-smell guy?
You know, I'm not. I'm not like a huge... And you know what drives me, that it baffles me? You know, you go into these stores where you can buy like candles and whatever.
Oh my gosh.
And, you know, I pick up one and it smells like I've just shoved like a cinnamon roll up my nose. And I'm like, who burns that in their house?
I don't know. I would be hungry all the time. That actually just made me so hungry.
I'm a little hungry right now as well. But you know what I mean? Like, how can somebody just breathe that strong of like that sweet smell? It's crazy. I don't know. Sorry if I'm calling some listeners out, if you're a sweet candle person, but...
Michael is a big candle guy, thankfully not sweet, but like for a while I had to be like, we cannot burn certain candles because it just, I get a headache.
Yeah. I mean, I like a good, I can burn a candle, but it's, yeah, it's just, it's got to be like kind of a subtle.
Like a fresh more, linen.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like a clean, just fresh smell is kind of where I'm at too.
I'm here
like,
for that. I don't know about you, but this next one severely affects me. Bad weather.
Really?
So if you're prone to getting headaches, you could find that gray skies, high humidity, raising temperatures, and storms can bring on head pain. If there is a like a very strong front, like in a very drastic pressure change, I get the worst headache ever.
Really?
Yeah. So weather changes are thought to trigger chemical and electrical charges in the brain.
Wild.
And this irritates the nerves, leading to a headache.
Luckily, this is one of, I guess, the few that I do not, doesn't get me. I obviously love gray skies. I love some good, like, gloomy weather. Obviously, with this, it's more about, it's not about it always being gray. It's the change, I think.
It's the change
that
in
is
pressure,
what,
yeah.
Yeah, and so, but that, yeah, it doesn't affect me, which is good, I guess.
So another one that affects me is this next one, grinding teeth. If you grind your teeth at night, it makes your jaw muscles contract, causing a headache.
Yeah, and
oh my gosh, I
really
used to
get
the worst headaches. Yes, it's very bad for your teeth to grind at night. You can get a mouth guard that protects your teeth while you sleep, and that's super helpful, helps get rid of my headaches. But
yeah,
the biggest thing that's helped me get rid of my headaches in the morning when I wake up from grinding my teeth is I get Botox in my jaw.
Oh, interesting. And so then you like it loosens, or you just can't control those muscles basically, right?
Yeah. So Botox basically is we'll call it a chemical because it's exactly what it is, but it's something that's injected into different muscle areas, and it basically paralyzes those muscles. So I can still talk, I can still do things, but it knocks out that giant muscle on the side of your mouth. Like if you clench your teeth together, you'll feel it, because mine is so engaged that they have to go in and like add in crazy amounts of Botox and toxin basically to knock out that muscle. Crazy.
That's interesting. I didn't even think about, I had heard of people getting Botox for other types of headaches.
Yeah, tension headaches and stuff like that too.
Yeah, but that's, I didn't even think about that as for, you know, for, like grinding teeth. That's super interesting.
Because when I don't wear my bite guard and retainers, I wake up the next morning in so much pain.
That's another one for me. Like I don't grind my teeth at night. But it's another one where I'll catch myself in
like a stressful
situation. I've got my jaw kind of clenched.
Bright lights and glare, especially flickering, can induce migraines. And this is because bright flickering lights boost the levels of certain chemicals in the brain, which then activate the migraine center. So, you know, wear sunglasses if you're light sensitive, inside and outside, and polarized lens also really help with glare.
Yeah, I have talked about this on the podcast many times. I basically live in sunglasses. Anytime if I'm outside, I have a pair of sunglasses on because I'm just super sensitive to the bright light. And also, like, I noticed this recently. I hate overhead lighting. Like, you know, I can't, like, in a room, I'd never turn overhead. I am always like a lamp guy. I've got lamps.
Okay.
Turn those on. I can't stand that bright overhead lighting.
Interesting.
So I guess that's, I'm pretty sensitive to bright light, I say, as I have I'm staring at a
bright
light that's lighting me right now. Yeah.
Depends on the day for me.
Well, and that's, I think, I don't know if I have it like this, where this is talking about it'll cause a headache.
You're just sensitive to light.
Yeah, I'm just like sensitive to it. And then obviously, like I mentioned earlier, I'll get the migraines where then I'm very sensitive and it's awful.
So what's interesting, food triggers. A turkey and cheese sandwich and a small bar of dark chocolate might sound like a tasty lunch, but beware the headache that could follow it. All these foods contain a chemical that can bring on a migraine. Other culprits include aged cheese like Stilton and Brie, diet fizzy drinks, and processed meats and fish.
Yeah, I've heard it about diet sodas. I've heard that before, and I can't remember what is it. Aspartame, I think that might be the ingredient in those that they think could be. Yeah, I do. You have any sort of food thing that you think? No, I don't think I do either. Really,
Unless they ate a lot of sugar, then like, yeah. Speaking of sugar, this last one, I think we've all experienced this once or twice. You know, when you get a brain freeze, that stabbing pain in your forehead when you bite into an ice cream cone. If you're susceptible to ice cream headaches caused by cold material moving across the roof of your mouth and to the back of your throat, ice lollies and slushy frozen drinks, they'll actually have the same effect on you. So
right.
That's that. They don't last very long, but, you know, it's still considered a headache.
Yeah, I guess that's interesting. I hadn't ever thought about a brain freeze being considered a headache, but it totally is. It's the same nerves being activated.
Which is pretty interesting.
It is. It's very interesting. It's so funny reading through this, doing a lot of like self-reflection of like, oh yeah, I have that. Oh yeah, I got that going on. Like,
I know. I feel like you should, like, everyone should go through this podcast and listen to it and be like, yep, yep.
Yeah, yep. take stock of yourself and just see how you're doing. Maybe check in, and if there's some things that are concerning, maybe look at
evaluate.
Those.
Evaluate, yeah, for sure.
Evaluate, yeah, evaluate and see what you can change. But yeah, headaches, man, they are. It is so weird that it is such a common thing.
Yeah.
That everyone suffers from. Obviously, some more than others, but yeah, it is so common and just. There's so many things that can cause them. Yeah. I don't know. It's one of those medical things, one of those body related things that I'm like, how do we not have some sort of cure for that yet?
I agree. Completely agree.
But well, I guess when you look at this like list of causes, it's like there's so many things that could cause it. It must be pretty hard to figure it out. So
yeah. Well, that's headaches.
Huge shout out to David Kowalski with the Mike Wazowski picture. Thank you so much for that super nice comment. And everyone else, there's another comment from there, said, I love your channel. Thank you so much for all the nice comments everywhere we get them. Thank you so much for everyone that supports us. And who is the email with Rosie, the dog?
Daniel Stevenson and Rosie.
Yes, thank you so much for writing in, following up with those pictures of Rosie. She's adorable.
Thank you. So cute.
If you want to suggest something for us to talk about on the podcast, or you just want to write in and say hi, you can send us an email at randomtheorypod@gmail.com, or you can leave a rating and review on Apple Podcast, which really helps us out.
So much.
You can respond to the topic on Spotify, or you can leave a comment on YouTube. We got all kinds of ways to get in touch.
Also, send this to someone that gets headaches.
Yeah.
Send this to your friend that always gets headaches. You can send this podcast to anyone because everyone gets headaches. So expand the Random Theory fam. So everyone can be, the science pals. So everyone can be OGRT.
Yeah. And so everyone can know a little bit more about what's going on with their body. That's important, you know?
We learned a lot today.
Spread that knowledge.
Spread the knowledge.
All right. Well, I think I need to go buy a Stanley mug.
Yeah, you do.
I think that's what needs to happen.
Yes.
You're going to go eat and take a nap?
Well, I'm going to eat. I think we still have some more chatting to do after this. We have more work to do. I'm not going to take a nap. But I am going to probably refill my Stanley and have a little snack.
Well, there you go.
All right, Science Pals. We'll be back next week with another podcast. We'll chat with you guys soon.
Bye, everyone.
Bye, Science Pals.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.